Pat 1-4, Frederick Tower, runway 30's in use.
Air traffic controllers at the Frederick, Maryland Municipal Airport guide pilots around the busy airspace. But under mandatory government spending cuts known as sequestration, this control tower, like many at smaller airports, is slated to close. Mamie Ambrose has been an air traffic controller for 11 years. She's among seven government contractors who will lose their jobs.
We're Armed Service Medal veterans, and now we're getting thrown out on the street for political gain and games. That's what it means, and it also means no income and being in the unemployment line with so many others.
More than 20% of Frederick's residents are directly or indirectly employed by the federal government. Its largest employer is the Army's Fort Detrick, a biomedical research facility with nearly 10,000 workers. Frederick and nearby areas are nervously awaiting the effects of cuts in government spending.
There you go.
Frederick Mayor Randy McClement and a volunteer deliver hot meals to low-income seniors. The mayor worries federal cuts that cause job losses and salary reductions could indirectly harm charity organizations that help needy residents.
If the people who help volunteer for Meals on Wheels are now more concerned about trying to find jobs or supplement the days lost by going out to get a part-time job, they won't have the ability to volunteer for services like this.
Mayor McClement says nobody has a clear idea of the full impact, but he says job losses and salary reductions will impact some Frederick residents.
They live in our town, they shop in our town, they do their daily business in our town. Well, if they have one less day of pay per week, then we're going to start seeing a decrease in those services being utilized. That's how we believe the outcome is going to hurt our municipality.
Richard Griffin, the city's economic development director, says the budget cuts could drive unemployment higher and reduce consumer spending. He says the good news for the city of 65,000 is its improving economy, plus 1.5 million people who visit annually.
We're a diverse economy, and we also have a very strong visitor and tourism sector to our economy here. Our hope is that the furloughs, any layoffs that we might see, either from contractors or from the federal side itself, would be offset a little bit.
Some local businessmen, like jeweler Jeff Hurwitz, says the government spending cuts will not harm long-term consumer spending.
I don't believe it's going to affect things. I think once people see how minor it is, and it won't be an issue.
Frederick was recently given an award as Comeback City, one of a few places across the country that have been able to bounce back well from the recession. The people here say, despite sequestration, this community will again be able to bounce back and come back strong. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Frederick, Maryland.